Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
We're so grateful to have our Kickstarter funded. Thank you so much. How exciting, Chemda.
Amazing, really.
All backers should have an email with reward information, including a ticket to tomorrow's live exclusive premiere of the Game Show Game Show. You'll see what's doing. Also, because of Kickstarter, we will be hosting a 24-hour live show. 24-hour live show, no breaks, February 4th through the 5th. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, okay? Don't miss out. Blake writes, hi, Keith and Chemda. Oh, my God. I was listening to Q&A in your VIP package number 110 and was blown away and dying laughing at Chemda's spider song.
Really?
It was completely improvised, right? Therefore, I nominate Chemda's song for best original song, the Spider Bite song.
Honestly, my dream just came true.
There you go.
Like, no, fuck the Oscars. Seriously, like, get out of my face. This is the greatest day. It is party time.
Now, how do people nominate things, by the way?
How do they? Oh, they go to the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums, and there's a thread called Katka Nominations, and then they put it over there, and then we play the clips in the beginning of the year.
We're putting together your favorite bits, most shocking moments, most goofiest moments, most tear-inducing moments. So make sure that you're part of it, all right? Let's see. Great job. Pokey continues. I'm very happy that we got the Kickstarter funded so we can continue hanging out for another year. Love you both.
Ugh, seriously, that's such a big deal.
People seem to, they're getting off on that on Newsy show, even the one before that. Me, Chew, and Chemda 2, number 109. This whole episode needs to be nominated for Goofiest Ridiculous because Keith was in a motherfucking tear, says Cayman Lee.
Yeah. You were. I don't know what was happening. That was a very special episode. That's one of those episodes I might remember forever. Just like, that was a vibe.
It's your birthday. I'm only an hour in, says Brian Ward, and this is such a hilarious episode. It's like 3.5 hours. The energy, laughs, southern accents, exclamation point, and vibe is next level. Zeno Titty says, I'm on my third listening of this episode, and it keeps getting better. I hope there's a video version we can get at some point because I have to see these Chemda empath faces that Keith keeps seeing and commenting on.
You know what? Honestly, when I read that comment, I was like, we should put out this video because I want other people to tell me what the fuck you were talking about. I was not allowed to have half a response on the face without Keith fucking calling me out. So I want to know. Maybe we should hook that up or something. I don't know. Request noted. Okay.
As Keith might say, aces babillion. Hera again writes, I'll have what Keith was having. keithandthegirl.com/forum. Say hi, interact, and also while you're there, nominate your favorite moments of the year. Ladies, gentlemen, others.
No.
What?
No.
We don't do that, right?
Start over. Go ahead.
Others, then the squares. Okay.
Welcome, squares and rectangles, triangles, and everybody.
Welcome, people that have fun in life and boring dorks that go by male or female.
Nope. Okay.
What? Hello. Hey. And then done.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Christian Finnegan.
You know, I already feel like I'm behind the eight ball on this because you just got done talking about this amazing episode and how hilarious it was. And it's an instant classic and everybody loves this episode. And then you just stumble into my intro so awkwardly. And it just really has gotten things off to a bad start. And I can already tell that this will not be a classic episode. And I'm not blaming myself for that yet. I will. But so far, this is on you.
And this guy, I could say guy, Chemda, right?
What, Christian, do you identify as guy?
Yeah, sure.
Do other people identify you as guy?
No.
Increasingly less so.
His latest special is called Show Your Work. It's currently streaming on Prime Video. He's hilarious, of course. And also, he was part of that latest Silent Trailers beatdown on his side of the team.
Beatdown.
Not on mine.
Yeah, you're lucky. You are so lucky the points double. it's a mockery that you somehow were deemed the winner of that.
You ever notice the points double until I'm winning, and then it's time to go home,
right?
Points are now 6,200, and I got it, and we gotta go. It's been 2 weeks already. People have to feed their families. Big news.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Right. Hello.
Times Person of the Year has been mentioned. It is.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Christian Finnegan.
Yes, thank you.
They're going local this time.
Thank you.
They went with a booking coup.
Vladimir Zelensky. Up, huh? Right. Vladimir Zelensky in the spirit of Ukraine is Person of the Year.
In the spirit of Ukraine?
The spirit of Ukraine also. Because
it's kind of like the Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They're like different, but the same.
There's
Zelensky, and then there's the spirit of Ukraine.
I think somebody drew his face for the cover, and then they added, you know, a lot of protesting and fighting Russia back around him. And then the editor had to be like, well, I guess it's the whole fucking country, isn't it?
You know what? If that's what they get, you know, like, we're the Times Person of the Year. Well, what a year. I was wrong about how this year was going. Excuse me. Recognition accepted. Thank you.
When Time Magazine puts out the short list so that people talk about it before the answer is revealed, like, for example, Elon Musk was on the list, Liz Cheney, Iranian protesters. Do you think, is the president of Ukraine like, fingers crossed? Or is he like, I'm a little busy, I can give it a fuck.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
Right.
I will say it is especially impressive that Zelensky has been so successful, given that he is a former comedian and actor. Just because I know I've spent my entire adult life around comedians and actors, and none of them should be president. By any context, I wouldn't let comedian friends dog sit.
Right. Which is so interesting because we put them on shows and on panels and we go, how do you think we can solve homophobia? And they're like, so glad you asked because I have a tight five. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention that I've never had a real job and I got into comedy because I could live like a college student for the rest of my life?
But let me tell you, please, how the government should operate.
I'm the real philosopher.
I saw that they have prank puzzles, meaning you look at the box and the puzzle inside, you don't know until you're started to put together it's the wrong thing. And so I see somebody sent their dad a Trump puzzle because the dad loves Trump and started putting it together. The face is like halfway done and you can see it's Biden. And the mom writes the son, is this your idea of a joke? And the son goes, yeah, you aren't welcome home for Christmas. Your grandpa is furious. Okay, grandpa.
That is so funny.
Isn't that awesome?
Is that, you know, where what? Did you
at,
see?
At first, I was like, this isn't funny. Like, you're just trying to, and then the response, and I'm like, oh, that's how you don't have to come to Christmas.
Right.
I get it. Okay.
I'm skeptical veracity of that, because would you continue to make the puzzle like what's it's clearly Biden's face? Like, wait, I'm starting to get a few more pieces and then I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad if this is a full chin and mouth area of Joe Biden.
I'm going to finish the cheeks. There better be a punch coming in.
Yeah.
you ever do a puzzle and it's not until you look back, you step back and you go, let me take this in. You're like, oh, elephants, you know.
I couldn't finish a puzzle when it was the correct picture. These people are doing it with the wrong picture. How did they get anywhere?
My wife does puzzles multiple times, which is the weirdest thing in the world to me.
Like breaks it and then does it again?
Yeah, not in a row, but it's just like, oh, I'm going to do this puzzle again. It's like, you've already done the puzzle.
Right.
It was boring and stupid the first time you did it. Like, what do you literally, are you just incapable of sitting still? Like, can you not? Because what she really wants to do is to like listen to an audiobook or listen to a podcast. And it's like, so you're just incapable of being still. Like, you have to do something
right
with your hands. And so you mindlessly have to fucking reconfigure this selection of hot air balloons.
Well, it's just weird to do other things with your hands while you're listening to a podcast. You already said no to that. So, puzzle is what it is.
Whatever.
I have more to
that. It was the sex thing. I'm not sure.
It wasn't that clear.
I don't even recognize sex jokes anymore. So it's like you may as well be talking about Recess or, you know, like I just vestiges of my past.
But you're going to the gym, right?
What is your implication that I'm getting laid at the gym?
No. Oh, wow.
Wait, what are you saying? You're not having sex. You're going to the gym.
Are you going to a gay gym? Because then yes. But no, I just feel like when I'm exercising, going to the gym, when I'm steady with my physical activity, the libido kind of kicks in a little bit more and there's more activity happening. Activity, you know, follows activity.
Well, let me tell you, my dogs go to bed tired. I'll tell you that. What? I don't even, I'm
Christian Finnegan.
Dogs. I'm fucking my dogs. You remember that? That was from the Fantastics.
You know what? Over the years, we've accumulated so many one-liners that if we put them back to back,
we can ruin your life.
I think that would be a really fun present that you should. Well, it would take hours and hours, and it's not worth your time. But for like your like core regulars, of which I was once upon a time, you should compile
Keith, how many
them,
times is yeah
like check. A 90-second like you know pastiche of their just weird random things.
Yeah, I mean, on one of our promos, Mike Lawrence has a little clip of him going like, "Why am I here? Why am I a pedophile?" And then Annie Letterman shows her boobs, and then we keep going, her bra, and then
her bra, okay.
And then it keeps going. So yeah, there's some like out it. Of context.
Mm-hmm. Christian has been on Keith and the Girl 51 times.
That's, yeah, I know. That's pretty. How many recently?
Let's see.
I'm just being an asshole. I'm
how many
totally
recently? You're on now. It doesn't get more recently.
I know. I love that. That's like, how come I'm not on your show when I'm literally on your show? That's. I remember somebody saying that, like, don't punish the behavior you want to see. Like, when a kid comes down, like, after sleeping late, like, oh, I see you've decided to come down and be with the family. It's like, the kid's doing what you want him to do. Why are you punishing it?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a reminder. Every once in a while, I would speak Hebrew with my parents, and they're used to me hearing speaking in English, so they'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm just speaking Hebrew." I'm like, "Not anymore, not anymore. Don't shine a light on it. Like, give me a fucking second."
Well, I got some disturbing news. More disturbing than dog fucking, believe it or not. More dead emails, Henda.
What?
I got more emails from my dad. Yesterday is maybe part one
dad
of this.
Emails.
Today's part
dead
two.
Emails.
Dad email. You thought I said what?
Dead emails.
Dad emails. But they are about my mom who in assisted living, who has dementia, can't talk, has troubles moving, has troubles eating, all this.
And he also, in the last email, his dad kept saying that she's in hospice and alluding to the fact that she will be passing away in the next couple of weeks. Nobody knows how to take his dad's email seriously because he lies so much.
About everything.
That an email about your mother, and he's the closest physically to her, an email about your mother who's in care is dismissed because I don't know what to do with it. Isn't that interesting?
Little Puss says, "Oh my God, I guarantee your mom has had a swallow study done. Remember my dad said he put mashed potatoes in my mom's mouth and she wouldn't eat it for 15 minutes. So I'm like, Dad.
No. It's not just that she wouldn't eat it for 15 minutes. He said he put a piece of mashed potato in her mouth and then looked at the mashed potato on her tongue for 15 minutes to see if she would start chewing.
And then he's like, and then I had to take it out of her mouth. And all the stories are bullshit. I don't even know if that happened. Now, I know she's dying. I won't be a surprise when she goes. But the weirdest fucking letters about it from my dad.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm... Is this... You're talking about your grandmother or your mother?
My dad and my mom. My mom is in assisted living.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I was not aware that you were going through that. And so I apologize for not knowing.
You could have asked.
I could have.
Do you have a dementia-ridden mom? You could have asked.
I was too busy wondering why I wasn't on the show more often, and I forgot to think about you. And that's
as we're hanging out.
I know.
If we booked him on the show more, he would know where we are in the dad emails.
I don't know that I could do this show more often. I'm just being a total
holy
asshole.
Shit. Now I'm getting rejected.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Now the tables have turned. No, I'm just saying. It's like I'm doing this as a bit. I'm perfectly thankful that you guys have had me on.
But I am busy Monday, just so you know. Okay. All right. Blah, 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 blah. And
I don't know how I make things so weird so quickly. I really don't. I think of myself as being like a person who can communicate normally. And then with you guys, for some reason, I just feel like I'm just surrounded by rakes. That I keep stepping on.
Really?
Like a la Sideshow Bob.
I am cracking up.
Okay, well.
I don't know what this indicates usually.
Well, it's because I'm still gifted comedically. I mean, those gifts don't go away.
What else do you think I want from you right now?
Even in the face of, enough. Keith, how's your mom?
Thank you for asking, finally, after all these years. We knew you 51 shows ago. Thank you for asking about my mom.
I see how you never get around to it.
Lilpa says, oh my God, I guarantee your mom has had a swallow study and they've told him multiple times not to feed her or give her water. He is literally torturing her. Cease and desist says, in my dad's last days, they told him that he could no longer eat. They told us he could no longer eat as he was unable to swallow. Combined with pneumonia, then kidney failure. He fought a lot in his sleep. I was grateful I saw him shortly after he passed, as he seemed at peace. The lunge was likely Keith's mom hallucinating that Father Malley was nearby and was trying to strangle him. My dad said, you know what? Your mom's going to go any second. Then another email. The most amazing thing happened. My mom bolted out of bed, put her arms outstretched. He followed those arms and those hands, and guess where they were leading to? A picture of a cross on the wall. And he said, yes, you'll be going soon, honey.
I do want to cut your dad a little bit of slack on this, that these are weird situations. And when you are in a hospital/hospice setting with someone who is slowly dying, there are ups and downs, and it can be complicated, and you are maybe looking for some sort of metaphorical spiritual resonance. And so you might be more susceptible to believing your own bullshit more than at other times.
Yeah. This is the one hang up my dad has. Yeah, that's right. I didn't think he might be going through some too.
No, I'm just saying, and again, you know, when my younger brother died, like, it was over the course of many months.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you, finally. It's only been 21 years, but...
Wow, you're really holding on to that.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that apology for so long, but there were definitely times where, like, my mom or my dad called me and was like, it's going to be... this weekend, or it's going to be soon. And then it's like, it's merely not, you know, and there can be ups and downs. What I was going to suggest is that, you know, you are in the family. You could probably call and get an actual doctor on the phone and get more of a clear cut view of what's going on than just trusting your dad.
Yes. And we do. And we do check in. And, but it's just these, when he sent an email, I thought my mom, oh, horrible news, everybody. And then it's, you know, it's okay. It's what we know it is. But I'm reading this email, one of the emails. I'm like, oh my God, my mom died. I'm expecting it. But at the same time, you know, when it happens, it's going to be something still. And I'm like, oh, it's not. This letter actually is about how somehow you're the king of the hospice thing. So, you know, I'll talk to the doctors. But at the same time, when you tell me my mom reached out for the cross, you know, it's
king,
like, okay, that's new.
Is just like, I want to see a sitcom called King of the Hospice, or just that, like, big man on hospice, just like the most popular dude.
He knows he was. That's funny because he knows he was.
What's your dad's first name?
Mike.
He walks into the hospital. Everyone's like, Mike. It's like Norm, but they don't have.
They
the
all sit up and reach for a cross,
and then it passes away, and then the king of the hospice does the sign of the cross slow and dramatically for everybody else to see.
And that's like his version of like, "Hey,
yeah,
like
thumbs up, phone." That's right. His. He does a slow, annoying cross. The pink.
Now, I thought Christian had a good point. You know, your dad's going through some shit, and
of course,
your
and
parents.
You don't want to cut your family out of you don't want your family to miss it. Like, you don't want to feel like you didn't warn people. Like, oh, your mom died yesterday, and you're like, why didn't you tell us this might happen? And so sometimes that can lead you to be a little bit overdo it with the warnings. And sometimes it's a little bit like boy who cried wolf. yeah. just,
Let
you know,
me ask
again.
You this. the other emails that you got from your parents that didn't have anything to do with your brother, did they include truth and
no, now that I think
respect?
About it, Christian Finnegan is in the upcoming Dead Emails book. Now that I think about it, it's not a one-off weird email.
I know, but I'm just saying that...
I have more emails. We'll judge by that. How about that?
Yes. I'm saying people can be liars and untrustworthy and all those things. And also in these surreal mortality type situations, react in a way that might be not quite the same thing as their sort of standard day-to-day.
Oh, because like his wife is dying, you're saying?
And again, people, death is weird and nobody knows how to act. And listen, I will play devil's advocate for just about anybody.
I see.
That's what I've learned about myself.
For the actual devil. So yeah, sure. You know, normally, Christian, I would fully understand and be somewhat supportive of the side that you're showing and of the empathy that you're showing for this human being. I genuinely believe that he doesn't have the capability of having any of the feelings that you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's entirely, I don't know this dude.
I don't think that he cares about his children. I think he's trying only to nudge them into a response, and whether that's a fuck you or an I love you that he never gets, it's something to respond. I don't think he cared about his mother. It's a very, very, very sad truth.
His wife, you mean? Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah.
The Pink Superhero says, I follow a few elder care professionals on TikTok and saw an interesting video last week about how the body needs to stop taking in liquids when it's close to death. Seems my mom's not eating or drinking. Forcing hydration through an IV or even by mouth of a patient who is unwilling is counterproductive to a peaceful death. Again says, the good news about the morphine that my mom's getting now is that if they are okaying it for every hour, she's not going to be in pain. And if she was at all alert, this will help her not be alert as her body continues to shut down. In dementia, the brain deteriorates and is no longer able to inform the body of the functions that are needed. In late-stage dementia, the person's consciousness has been long gone. Dementia is much, much harder for loved ones than the person suffering from it. I wish her peace in the final days. In all my 10 years in geriatric social work, I've encountered a variety of assholes. Key's dad is one of the worst people, and I've had guys drink their wives and sure, you know, the drink and sure, that was supposed to be for keeping weight on due to cancer. But if there's an actual hell, that's where your dad is going.
This is very interesting because people are used to you, Keith, sharing, and you're open, and you're not crying about this. You're not really, you've kind of really have this acceptance about it. But they're on the forums going like, oh, sorry, Keith, that your mom is dying in the next 2 weeks. Obviously, she's dying. These are signs that she's dying. It's like, it's post after post of like, say goodbye to your mom. Are you okay?
When I saw her in the hospital, that's where I made peace with. That's the end.
Okay. So this doesn't affect you to read it? And I was wondering, I didn't even know. This is how stupid our life is right now. But I was like, do I click like on this? You know? That's where my nerves are, and I'm like, I'm not clicking like on anything, and then there was like a neutral response, or maybe a response from Keith, and I'm like, oh, well, I could click like on this has nothing to do with that, and then I'm like, stop.
Right.
What's weird is
what's
weird is that I posted the crying laughing face, which, you know,
we didn't offer a shock face, and what else are you gonna go with, you know?
Mine was the thing of poo with the eyeballs on it.
So here's a letter from my dad.
Hey, guys, is this a classic episode yet? Will you guys be talking about this one? Will people be listening to this one 3 times through and saying it gets better every time? I feel like not. I feel like the answer is no.
It is now as official as such projections could officially get, my dad wrote to all of us. Mom's hospice nurse had visited mom today and examined her. Following the examination, she sat down on the bottom side of her bed across of me. I was sitting in a chair at the time. Mom was in her bed. The nurse said to me, quote, now, you see, like this, I don't know, because anytime there's a quote, it usually means nothing ever happened. That's the irony about my dad in quotes. The nurse said to me, we have never minced words before, you and me, right? I replied, quote, right. And she replied, then I will not start now.
No, that's not how people talk.
Yeah, that's like a Aaron Sorkin scene.
I believe that puzzle more. And perchance when you're done cleaning out the castle. Xerxes says, Keith's dad sounds like he's giving instructions to an AI from an AI. I put two AIs on the phone and make them call each other for a pizza. My dad makes less sense. Kathy's feet, this is all quote. This is a big quote. Kathy's feet are starting to turn blue due to very poor circulation. Her toes are starting to curl inward, a sure sign of what is on the way. Her respiration is very shallow and rapid. Her oxygen level is at 79%, which is critical.
This is all a quote.
It's still going. We're not even half done.
He better be recording.
When people hit this level, semicolon, we normally have them on bottled oxygen. But due to Kathy's shallow breathing and overall health, it would serve no practical purpose whatsoever. There are no discernible sounds. And then there's in parentheses. How do you parentheses in a quote? By statoscope. From her stomach or intestines, there should always be such sounds, no matter what. Her mouth is wide open constantly. She cannot eat or swallow any liquids, no matter how small the amount, end quote.
What kind of email is this to send to your children?
It's very weird. Literally, all you have to say is we're entering the end game here. It's probably going to be in the next couple days. Like, that's all you need to say. This is not necessary.
Her thinness looks as if a person who was in Buchenwald or Auschwitz
Jesus.
Would have what been is- well nourished compared to her.
I gotta go. This is crazy. Who talks like this?
I'm sorry. I react to how inappropriate that is and also to Keith's terrible pronunciation of Buchenwald.
I only knew Auschwitz. This guy knew every fucking gas chamber, apparently.
Oh, I know all the death camps. Let me tell you.
An Auschwitz or a Schleckenstein or perhaps a... In short...
I watched the recent Ken Burns miniseries, right. The Holocaust, so I know a few things.
As an Aryan myself.
But they would be thrilled. Yeah. You've seen those videos of concentration camps. They'd be thrilled.
We're in the Holocaust on the German side.
Quote, in short, she has about 24 to 72 hours left, end quote. Are you okay? My dad replied, quote, yes, it is what I was expecting. Have you given her permission to leave?
Fuck off. No nurse is asking you that. No doctor is asking you that. Nobody's asked. What?
Yes.
And I told her, it depends. What's she going to do for me?
Your mouth's always open.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
All right, Christian. Now it's a classic. Welcome.
I didn't even necessarily mean it sexually.
But. Have you given her permission to leave? Yes. Yesterday. Good, said the nurse. Hearing is the last of our senses to go, and people need to know that their loved one is granting them permission to leave this earthly life. This isn't a religious place, by the way. You know, I just feel like that's important. Is granting
he can't even let your mother die with full credit.
Yes.
He gave her permission. Not even like the doctors are asking if we should maybe pull a plug or stop the feeding or blah, blah, blah. Have you? I hear you used to be a priest, and that matters still somehow,
right.
Even after your five children.
Yeah, what was it? He said something to my mom. Do you remember in the last letter, the last show we did? He said something to my mom, and an orderly overheard it, and it brought so much joy to that person's life. I'm like, what? What? Is everybody? I said he reaches more people than Forrest Gump. Apparently,
I can imagine that, like. If you leave the priesthood, you must miss that just refracted light that, you know, you see on people's faces that just by virtue of the collar around your neck, that what you say carries a weight, you know, like it's like kind of like stolen valor. It's like it really like you could be like, hey, I hope you have a great day. But if a priest says, I hope you have a great day, it's so much more meaningful. And you just.
Yeah. When you sneeze around the priest. That bless you.
But it's like people probably feel so special when you're a priest and now you're just some guy at Panera. Like probably people don't react to it.
Well, I think
that's what Keith has said. Yeah. Like that's
he resents
how
us.
He, Yeah, he's brought them up as if, like, do you know who I am? Like, that was his whole vibe.
That you should be his parishioners, essentially.
Yes.
His worshipful parishioners.
Exactly. He has a whole plan for us. Like, it's a movie script, but he's upset that we don't follow the movie script that he made up in his head. Yeah, he definitely became a priest so that you, quote, kiss the ring. He's like, oh, literally they kiss it? Absolutely. Oops, I just wanted to get laid and I fucked your mom and now I got to wipe an asshole. That's a change of life. You can fix sin and let people go to heaven. Now you're wiping an asshole. Of course you're going to hate me.
As if you wiped one of your assholes.
Was when Keith was 15.
Xerxes is saying, I bet she blinked at him and told him to call her sometime. Right.
I like that Keith goes into father voice whenever it's about his father. It's so accurate. It's like the only accent he can genuinely do.
Have you given her permission to leave? Yes, yesterday. Good. Hearing is one of the last senses that go, and people need to know that their loved one is granting them permission to leave this earthly life and that they will be okay without them here. Do your children know of this situation as it is unfolding? Dad replied, yes. The nurse supposedly replied, good. It is important that they do, for them to have their own closure to the matter. I then told her what I had sent to each of you in my last long communique.
And she was horrified, unless this is a false story.
She proceeded to chastise me and said, quote, you should not have said all that. Kids need a closure to this situation, and unless your kids are extremely spiritually minded, doing it at a distance is not sufficient.
Okay, back to not reality.
That's basically like, why won't you call me?
Right.
Essentially, you should be here.
I told her that I have forbidden any of you from coming. I told her that I have not forbidden any of you from coming to the funeral. Okay. But she told me what I need to do, that I need to do more than that. Okay, so here goes.
What kind of conversation is this with another human being? Who has this? Has anyone had this kind of conversation? We've people who work in hospice. And I shall say that you shall pass these words to your children, for they should have a chance. What?
Are they as really, per spiritual?
It was really strange. It's really difficult for me to transcribe this conversation from the tablets they're carved into.
Right.
Keith, I'm so sorry that your mom is going to die in a fortnight.
So I don't know if this, apparently this is what the nurse said to say, all this. Okay, let's see.
Oh, okay.
If any one of you desire to attend, as stated before by me, you are more than welcome to attend the funeral. If you do not, for whatever reason, do not feel obligated by what I or your mother would think on the matter. The reasons were already expressed in my email called Apparently Imminent Disclosure. However, if you desire to come, you're welcome to stay at my place. But the nurse said this. You're welcome to stay at my place. But remember, I only have one spare bed and a lounge chair, and long sleeps are not exactly fun in a lounge chair. At my age and body condition, I cannot prudently give up the bed that I am sleeping in. First one to reserve the spare bed gets it.
He knows he's emailing grown adults, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I don't know. Sometimes men don't remember the ages of their children. I don't know.
And do you remember when he said about giving away the house? He's like, each of you write me a letter and I will determine who did. Nobody wrote him a letter. Tell me you want the house and I'll decide. He wanted to turn it into a game show. That's why he's turning the spare bed first. Reach me in private and I'll sit. Oh, is there floor space? I'll get back to you. A lot of people are calling today. I do have amply floor space for blow-up mattresses, but you would have to supply your own such mattress. It's
like, is this man, does he know of hotels? Is he familiar?
Also, your mother is dying. Let's figure out the mattress situation before there's a real hubbub in the family.
But this is what the nurse said to tell me. Again, first ones to reserve such floor space.
She's like some Jamaican lady, too, and just like... Don't forget to talk about the air mattresses. I don't know what accent that was.
Oh, it was perfect, whatever it was. It's always a good idea right now.
Isn't it a good idea to launch into a different ethnicity language? Yeah.
As mentioned on another type of occasion, there's... another time we talked. In the business, we call it a callback. As mentioned on another type of occasion, there's a bed and breakfast about 1.5 blocks from my place. That is about 3 blocks from the funeral home. When not in
giving
use,
you directions. Your mother's fucking dying.
When not in use, it has 3 bedrooms. I am willing to cover sleeping costs, whether at that location or in Johnstown, Richland area, or in Ebensburg, as long as you do not rent a, quote, castle-type unit. He thinks they're going to try to scam him. Like, hey, here's the bill. I got a fucking castle-type unit. Well, I was thinking something modest, son. You said.
As long as you don't open the minibar.
Right.
Hello, Holiday Inn. Do you have His Majesty's suite available?
Xerxes brings up, is the nurse paying for the room? What did she say to him? Johnstown, Richland, and Ebensburg are each about 15 minutes from my place, but in opposite directions.
You grew up there.
But in opposite directions of each other. I will cover up to a week's stay, if you so desire. Right, because it's all my mom's credit cards. Don't act like it's a big fucking favor.
You know what? All of this is reminding me how much he's spending money without making any. He is probably ordering out everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I don't even know what he's buying because I don't think he knows what's out there. He doesn't even know how to, like, Amazon. Right. But it's a good thing he's old because otherwise I think he would just be getting shipment after shipment.
Yeah.
And then have plenty of blow-up mattresses.
I talked to the head Amazon delivery gentleman, and he told me to have a most blessed day. But he saw some sadness in my eyes, and I said, thank you for realizing that. My wife is passing to a better place.
Do you realize that first person who emails him back gets the spare bed and space on the ground for the blow-up mattress that they bring?
Right.
But if you're too slow, he'll pay up to a week in a not castle hotel. But you don't get to stay with daddy. Right. So hurry up.
I presume that since each of you have very decent jobs, cost of travel would not be a problem. But if it is, contact me personally. I am certain that neither mom nor I would want any of you to go into debt over the matter. But likewise, we do not expect you to treat your travel like a high-end vacation cost.
What? Where? Why are we teaching lessons right now?
I'll pay for things. I don't want you going into debt because you got to go from one state to the other. That's right next door. But, I mean, don't turn into a fucking vacation.
By the way, just to be clear, all 5 of you siblings are in the Northeast, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you are physically ill, do not come, period.
Okay. Jeez.
If you are eating at my place, expect your meals to consist of Stouffer's frozen entrees. Eating out.
This is his dream. This is his dream. Ho-hos and Stouffer.
Fuck you, Mom. I'll eat what I want.
Mom can't say shit.
Right.
He used to call his wife Mom. It's very strange. But you can't say anything, Mom.
Eating, oh, no. Because he was the mom to him, too. She was the mom to him, too. Eating out options in Portage are limited to Sheetz, Best Way Pizza, McDonald's, a bed and breakfast cafe that I do not know its hours, and maybe a restaurant that is in town if it did not go out of business.
I'm sorry. I can't imagine being so unburdened, or he's clearly burdened, but it's just like to write this much, like this literally feels like he's trying to reach a word limit.
Right.
Like with emails, like, well, my server won't let me hit send on this email until it's 5,200 words long, and so I'll list every restaurant in the greater
Christian. This isn't what your parents' email looked like.
No, my dad sends me a text every day at precisely noon, letting me know that he's not dead.
Mm. Aww, that's actually sweet.
Okay, Wednesday, December, whatever.
Wait, that's very morbid. Is he?
He's pretty convinced he's dying. I saw him a couple months ago, and he was definitely much more frail than I remember him. But he's been convinced he's dying for a long time. So I don't know how to take that. But yeah, I can show you. Just give you an idea. Like, I don't know if you can see this, but there's like literally just
Oh, Lord.
Him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he types okay and then the date.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
and,
a text.
And you can see that I give him a thumbs up to let him know
sounds
that
good,
I
Dad.
Saw it. But every once in a while, I don't, just to kind of neg him a little bit. Just so, you know, just to keep him on the hook, you know?
Oh, my God. This is brilliant. This is brilliant of your father, because now you get a ping at a certain time every day. And after he passes, that's going to be the time of day that you remember your father always.
I mean, you know, he lives alone. You know, he's in a small condo. He's basically a shut-in. Like COVID really didn't change his lifestyle much at all. And so, you know, well, I saw him for his birthday, and he said, like, I just worry sometimes about if I'm, you know, by myself. And I was like, well, you know, you could just text, send me a text every day letting me know, okay. And I didn't really think he was going to be quite that serious about it. But, yeah, it's pretty much it's every day at noon.
But, wow. Do you think he sets an alarm, or he's just, like, looking at his phone until it
would be
it
really funny
me?
Is if you scheduled them all in advance, so it kind of defeat the purpose. Right. Like, he could be dead, like, 10 days ago.
And your phone keeps ringing. Right. There are fancy eating places in Johnstown and Ebensburg, each
okay,
about
back,
15 minutes. Yeah, each about 15 minutes from my place, but in opposite directions of each other, as mentioned earlier. There will be no public meal after the funeral for non-family members. Kyle has to bring McDonald's while we eat at Sheetz. If you have any question or suggestions, please feel free to share them with me.
About the food, not your mom.
But wait, what is the relationship of your other siblings with your dad? Is it as icy as yours, or are they like more involved in his life?
They know he's full of shit. They don't know anything that I don't know. Some of them wish like that I didn't rate the Dad Emails book, for example, but they understand why I feel I have to.
Their reactions are different, but their knowledge is exactly the same. They're not in denial about anything, but they'd rather have a different response.
Right. Yes. Like we all laughed at this email. We all laughed at this email.
Yeah.
But that response ranges like from Keith to like, oh, I might go there on a holiday and call him on Father's Day type thing you know, I am a son and he is a father, you know, and Keith is like, no, you're not. Get the fuck out. That's not what a father is.
And they think they're closer to him by getting the answering machine and going, Happy Father's Day. Whew, thank God. Click. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm the asshole. Okay.
Classic Keith and the girl.
I never knew that
so fucking Catholic. It's just so Northeast Catholic.
Yeah.
I
gave it three rings. Bye. I did it. Keith, why can't you play along too? Why am I the only one? Well, you're not the only one. You're not doing it either. I never knew that I seemed to possess an unlimited supply of tears over Mom's situation. I should be filled with joy that finally her hardships are coming to an end, and she will soon be enjoying eternal happiness without any limitations to pain, sorrow, sadness, hunger, thirst, loneliness, feelings of uselessness or inadequacy, or limitations caused by time, space, distance, or finances. Yet,
he's such a good writer. That's so poetic.
Yet, the tears flow. You will all be made aware of funeral arrangements as they become known to me. Remember, God is still in charge as to our departure date on earth. So hold no one's nose to the grindstone regarding the 72-hour maximum time period. I think he's given himself an out in case my mom lives longer than 72 hours. Like, hey, don't say I got it wrong. Just telling
hey,
you.
Don't kill the messenger.
Right.
God only knows. Are you talking to God? Kind of, but we don't like to say. But God is still God.
I have attended many a funeral in my day. And I
When I knew you every day.
Right.
When did you go anywhere? Whose funeral?
I didn't go to these funerals. Where were these funerals?
Who? Other people went to like weddings and like, you know, first communions and whatever. When did you go to anything?
Was he not?
He didn't have friends. Family. I don't have family. We never had family reunions because he turned off the extended family. He has no friends because he's a fucking weirdo. When people, we never had friends. We never had friends. There's no funeral to go to.
Was he ever outside of the house where you go, where's dad?
No.
Oh, he's at another funeral. Huh. Wow. God, friend to everyone. Look at that.
I've attended many a funeral in my day, and I cannot recall a single one where an argument did not ensue between relatives.
Mm. Warning you, Keith, you can come. We can fight. It's normal.
Yeah, he'll say you can come, but you know, you can't fight with me. You have to hug me. I will not you know, tolerate other behavior. Is he going by he every funeral he went to, he sees relatives fighting. Is he talking about movies?
Yeah, I've been to a number of funerals, and I don't remember I remember one genuine fight, but no, most of them, they're people are pretty much on their best behavior, and you get
okay.
through it. And
what's the fight? Go ahead.
It was between when my older brother died. My mother.
I'm sorry.
Who? Oh, I can finally check off that box on my Excel spreadsheet. Keith has now apologized for both of them. She had been in a, my mother had been in a long legal battle with her two brothers.
Oh, fuck.
My mother was like Miss Litigious. She was suing and being sued by at least five people at all times, always. Wow. And my uncle Jeff came up for John's funeral. And my mother made him regret that he did that because it was like the breakfast. It wasn't at the funeral. It was like the breakfast between the wake and the funeral. And the guy just said, fuck this. And he went back to Georgia.
That's fair. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. That's his nephew, but it's
but
her
yeah,
kid.
I mean, he was trying to be a good soldier. And I don't really know that dude too well. And so I don't want to defend him or whatever. But it was just like he was like, my nephew died. I'm going to make the trip. And then he got into it with my mother, and he's just like, all right, see you later. But yeah, so I mean, that I will say wasn't like what your dad is talking about, but that's the only time I've ever seen that.
That makes sense. I could see that happening.
I cannot recall a single one where an argument did not ensue between relatives. Be aware, I will not tolerate such a thing occurring at mom's funeral for any reason whatsoever.
I can't believe he's talking to you guys like that. If he was genuinely telling you that your mom is dying, and this is included in this. I mean, it's when
you're
people
pretty much
come
ensuring
on,
it now, like yeah, you're setting the table.
But this is every email. When people come on and go like, that's your dad. What about empathy? What about that? It's like, this is, if Keith took his father seriously at all anymore, he would be in a hospital.
Right. If any of you think that you cannot or may not act civilly while attending, before, during, or after, please do not come. If you come, may you have a safe and enjoyable trip here and back, and a pleasantly memorable stay, knowing that mom started enjoying heavenly bliss even before you arrived.
All right, let's take a bet.
She's
when's the next email coming?
I have an email for you today. So this was...
Wait, what are we taking a bet on?
This was 2 days ago at night, and then I got another email yesterday in the morning.
At when the next email is coming.
Let's see. So
So that was Wednesday, and then you got another one the next day. And do you know if any of your siblings are responding to this before he's sending another one? I don't know if you know that.
No, they go to bed earlier. They have normal jobs, so they probably woke up and saw both at the same time.
Okay.
Let's see. I do. Should I ask my dad? Like, do you have an air fryer? Yes, but guests can't use it. It's family only air fryer. Yeah, you know what? I'll take a stove first. I like the turkey dinner. I need you to double bake the side stuffing, though, please. Thank you. My friend Adam said, "Get an Airbnb under his name, and then nail all the furniture to the walls."
Old school.
Led Zeppelin.
Old
this
school
place.
Keith and Adam.
Yeah. I'll get you a room, but no shoving eels in a prostitute's ass. I can't believe I have to say this, but no shitting on the rug. Or please don't show up. By the way, it's BYOTP. If you plan on crying a lot, I have some tissues allotted, but please bring your own. By the way, Brittany Griner was freed. Did you wonder my part in it?
What do you think? How do you think your dad would react if you showed up to the funeral and just tearfully like gave him like a hug and just didn't let go? Like if you just started like bawling like you had had some real breakthrough.
Can I please be his father after that?
Yeah, sure.
Finally, my son. Right. The true you.
I knew it was.
That's it. This is inevitable that Keith becomes aware of how great his father is and comes to daddy, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like what every email is about. Come to daddy.
There wasn't one person I was dating that came over to the family, and within 5 minutes, my mom got them alone.
Regretting.
What's that?
Regretting they came.
Yeah, my mom got them alone and started bitching about my dad. Hemda, Catherine, Kyle.
It was shocking. It was shocking because this is a very Christian family. Everyone's on their best behavior. Everything's polite. Everything's very America, you know, like, and now we do this and mm-hmm. here comes church and like all this shit. And then like all of a sudden I'm alone with his mother. She starts crying. She's like, I thought I was marrying well.
My sister.
Oh, right. Then I'm like, wait, yeah. What?
Oh,
who? Huh? She all of a sudden, I thought I was marrying well. My sister's married and those guys didn't have a degree, so I thought I was doing better. Turns out this degree, and she didn't use this word, is BS. He never works. I'm going to have to work for the rest of my life. He thinks he's an insurance salesman. He doesn't like to make cold calls. The only way to make money is to make cold calls. I have to work all the time. And I'm like, oh, and then one of the siblings comes in and it's like, anyway, peach cobbler. And I'm like,
ah! They gave wedding gifts to each other. She gave him a camera. He gave her a Bible.
Oh,
Bibles are free. I would think, especially like, for priests.
I don't know. I'm married to a former priest. Probably pretty good access to a Bible somewhere in this house.
Right.
Right.
I've already read this one.
You've already told me all the parts you memorized.
Nevin's rates about did my dad have a part in Brittany Griner being let go? The way I hear it is he spoke to the owner of Russia, and it was all very important in Hush Hush. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All right, here we go.
Yes, Anna, peach cobbler is delicious, though. Sure.
Thursday, December 8th, 7:23 a.m. I've just been notified by Christine, the owner of the facility, that mom has gone to heaven. I was told that she passed from earth to heaven peacefully in her sleep a little after 7 a.m. this morning. Earth has lost the most gentle soul and heaven has gained a saint. I will keep you informed as further developments.
Your father fucking sent you an email?
Yeah. I'm the one who called the whole family and put us on the phone at once without that. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was an email. Yeah.
I understand. I don't want to slam you in this moment of great personal vulnerability, Keith. Mm-hmm.
But am I a psychopath the way I made this a classic episode?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, almost quite literally buried the lead.
Right.
Can we call the show that?
That's what I'm writing down.
I'm writing it down. Just end it. Goodbye, everyone. Like, Merry Christmas.
I was already feeling like crap that we're like making jokes while your mother is on death's door. And now we found out that your mother has passed away. And I just want to take 5 seconds of genuine sincerity and say that I love you. And I'm sorry that this has happened in a way that you couldn't say goodbye in a way that maybe you might have wanted to. That's all.
Right.
Sincerity over.
I appreciate it. Sure, sir. I go, I appreciate it. He's like, I said over. It's not a back and fucking forth. I just wanted to say things for a caca clip. I don't need you being part of it.
Oh, Keith. Okay.
I'm gonna get out my saxophone and play a very mournful version of Yakety Sax.
When did you read that?
In the afternoon.
Okay. Are you?
Is this
yesterday?
This is yesterday.
Oh. Fuck, what did I tell you yesterday? Anything stupid?
Were you nice? Did you notice I asked Xerxes for about 6,000 joints, and I haven't done that in a long time?
Oh, I did.
Oh, fuck. Okay, what'd you do? All the siblings like think the same thing, that it's sad and relieving. It's there's relief. She, you know, sure. She didn't know who we were. We'd visit her. She'd back up her wheelchair scared. Who knows what's really going on in her head, but it's not like, I can't express it, but I know it's you. Who knows? Yeah. But it didn't look like it was helping.
Yeah.
Visiting.
Good thing we did that, you know, act out. I feel like she felt it.
We
pretended like Keith was saying goodbye to his mom on the last episode, so okay. Meanwhile, I was Keith for that one, but we get it.
Here's how it went, Christian. Ready? Kendra will be me, and I will play my mom at the time.
Hi, Mom. I know that you can't maybe hear me, but I hope that you can. Somewhere in you, I just wanted to say that you were a great mom. I hope you're not in any pain. I love you so much, and if any part of if any part of you can hear me, just know that I love you and I'm going to miss you so much. Ah. I hung up before that, huh? She doesn't know.
I told Adam and Craig, my dad passed away, and one of them said, oh, how did he ruin my mom passed away. And they go, how did he ruin it? He told my mom, sorry for your loss. You won't get to be around me anymore.
Okay, so you read it in the afternoon. Did you get a response or anything from your siblings by then?
Well, we called each other. Everybody. As soon as I knew, I put everybody on speaker. And believe it or not, I have the most emotion out of all us kids. And there wasn't really a lot of talking.
Hold on. So this was 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And you called everybody. So they had already gotten the email.
Perhaps.
You were the first responder? Oh,
I didn't break the news.
Sorry to do this, Keith. We'll drop off some stuff afterwards. I'm going to smoke for you for now. Okay?
Kendra got handed a joint. I'm the one who...
I know. Here, virtually. Wait. So, yeah. So they got it. Nobody responded.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
So what happened on the phone?
It's relief. Okay. That it's relief. That's really it.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone cry?
No.
Okay.
No, pretty stoic stuff. As of now, another email from my dad. I will meet with the funeral director at 1 p.m. today to finalize everything. The viewing will be Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Kinley Funeral Home in Portage. Prayer service at blah, 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 blah. No group meal for non-family members in attendance.
You stupid
Jesus
fuck.
Christ.
You stupid idiot. You dumb fucking asshole. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Ugh.
No group.
Wow. Oh, my God. Who knew that would be in an email about funeral plans? Jesus.
Well, and it's generally speaking, it's like probably one of the siblings or the siblings' spouses would probably say, like, hey, I can cover that. Or you know what I mean?
Of course.
Just like... No one would suggest that would be on you.
Who's
as
looking
the grieving
for food?
Husband.
We'll bring a sandwich. We'll order out.
Yeah,
shut up. No one's worried.
So, no one's thinking about that.
No one's starving and hoping that you'll feed us while we're grieving. Wow.
Hey, I know.
Did you hear? What was your mom's name? First name?
Kathy.
Did you hear Kathy died? You know what that means. Free pizza, baby. Ow!
No.
Excuse
me. Curbed that.
Excuse me. Kathy died. No soup for you!
No grief for you.
Was this in the last letter? I'm not sure. I had a letter that happened to mention he picked out a mausoleum. Was that in yesterday's email? And he said, this place has nice ones, but the tombstone I got is the nicest.
No, because in the last email that you read, she didn't really want to be buried. Like, he started to take back all the things that would cost him money. So I think the mausoleum was like a year ago or something.
I got it's the biggest tombstone and it really stands out. Well, how about a nice pair of shoes for mom at the time? But all right. Let's see. My brother Ken, why aren't we offering a group meal for everyone in attendance? The few extended family members and their significant others that take the time to come should be able to join us. And my dad wrote, we will have a meal at Haas's in Ebensburg. By the way, Ken's a vegan! We're going
What's
to
Haas's?
A cheap steakhouse like Ponderosa where you bring your tray
it's
by a conveyor
Haas's.
Belt. Haas's.
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, is that the place we went to with Newsy when we stopped by?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's plenty of stuff for me. It's a buffet. It's a good idea.
He can enjoy the salad
the
bar.
Only one.
It's a great idea. We will have a meal at Haas's in Ebensburg after the funeral for family and significant others. By the way, if you guys want to go, you're free. But not for the general public. Because no one will come.
Since when is it for the general public, though?
I don't need it swarmed. But I do need to know who's coming if it needs to be reserved. It seems that no other large restaurant with a meeting room is open on a Monday. Quote, open to public functions after funerals always seemed to me to have been a gathering that is anything but honoring the remembrance of the person whose event it should be about.
Oh, my God. Has he not said, how are you? I'm I'm at a loss. I don't even know how to make these plans. Can you call me? I just lost my wife.
Right. So I'm going there with the kids. We're renting an Airbnb.
With your siblings?
With my siblings. But I will not go to the funeral. I'll just stay back when they go. I cannot picture being in that room. If it was the irony is, like my brother Ken, he's upset with me right now that I'm not going to the funeral. But I'm like, well, the irony is, if my dad was dead, I would go to that funeral.
Yeah, right.
Get it?
Yeah.
You're not putting your hand around the shoulder talking to if a family member did come by that we only see every so often, or somebody my mom used to work with. He's gonna be like, here's my son. I'm like, don't fucking touch me. This isn't petty. We're not acting like things are fucking normal. We're not having a conversation. And my brother would be like, well, you don't have to hug him. No, it's only gonna be us because we don't have extended friends and family. And I'll just sit in a different pew during some little church service. I'll just walk around and you won't think
well,
like,
I mean, you could like come in briefly after it starts and hang out in the back.
There's only going to be us, the immediate family. Okay. And I'm like, no, yeah, I'm in the back.
Yeah.
Sit with us. Turn the fuck around. Like, who needs it?
Yeah.
I think you going to the area and to the Airbnb with your siblings. I think about this because I don't speak with my parents either. It's been about a decade at this point, and I wonder if when one of them passes, what do I do? And this is a trip to Israel. So it's a major decision. And I always think like, it's whatever my brothers want because,
right.
It's however I can help my brothers, but maybe not to the extent where, yeah, I gotta deal with things that I really can't.
Isaac Crow is saying, I just Googled the obituary. Oh, it's a doozy. Oh, it is. The Daily American, the local Somerset newspaper. The Almighty One, through His only begotten Son and our Savior Jesus, admitted His beautiful and charming child, Catherine Mae Malley, into His house of paradise on November 8, 2022, where there is no pain, no sadness, no suffering, no loneliness, no hunger, no thirst, no feelings of uselessness, and no physical limitations, just pure joy. Born on June 24, 1946 in Braddock, Pennsylvania, Princess Catherine.
Yeah, he really went with that. Holy shit.
It made the paper.
Can I have a lighter?
Princess, can I have heroin, Xerxes? Princess Catherine grew up in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. After graduation from West Mifflin High School, she earned her cosmetological instruction and operator's license, practiced out of Pittsburgh, PA. On May 24th, 1968, she married Prince Michael. In case you were curious where Princess came from, Christian, he fancies himself a prince. Why? I'm still not sure.
So embarrassing. And I don't even believe in embarrassment, but I don't know what else to call it. That's so stupid.
He said, like, being a priest in a certain religion in a certain country, sometimes you're called a prince. So basically, I'm a prince. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Do you have to write it in the paper, though? You make us look like fucking weirdos. Oh, I can't believe I bullied Keith Malley. I didn't realize he's a duke. let's see here. She married Prince Michael, and the couple moved to Oxnard, California, before calling Somerset, Pennsylvania home in 1972. Princess Catherine is preceded by parents and blah, blah, blah. All right. Believe it or not, his version of obituary was even more ridiculous. I think the newspaper was like, all right, calm down. Because it was all about him and why he is a prince and all this. And they're like, all right, I'll just write princess. We'll call it a day.
What do you mean? It was like, what kind of info did he have in there?
She was a person in it, she loved her husband, but she was a person who got things done in her own right. She was a hairdresser.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, it reminds me of, I used to do a bit about people who take pictures and they like point at the person who right. they're taking a picture with. Because the implication is basically like, I know you think I'm awesome, but don't forget, this guy's right. cool too.
This guy's
like,
a celebrity. It's just me here. But look at.
I know you want to concentrate on me, but don't forget this right. guy.
You're here for me, but like, hey, look what's happening next to me. Also me.
Yeah, of course, I don't take it lightly, not going to my mom's funeral, but I don't think she's going to know. And let's say she is in heaven. I don't think you get, the way I'm learning about heaven with no pain and uselessness and all this shit, sounds like a pretty good life up there. I don't think you look down and go, Keith wasn't at my funeral, I'm so confused, and start sobbing. I think you'll know my intentions and get it. That's what I think. If you're in heaven, you're hearing exactly. this show right now, and I know my mom's laughing.
Not exactly a sellout, is it?
As far as I'm concerned, I think you are going to the funeral.
What do you mean? I see. Yeah.
You're going to be with your family at a time when it feels natural to want the family, at least the siblings, right. to be in the same room.
You're That's not. Yeah, you're not going to your father's version of the funeral, but I don't. Who even knows what that is, if that's right. happening?
If he says it's a viewing, so I don't know if that. Does that mean nobody? He's not going to. He's going to have to give a speech. You know that. So, so if I went to the funeral and it was my turn to give a speech, I'd get on there, get to the podium and go, you know, some kind of Jewish thing I'd learn and
so close.
Watch his face melt. I'll remind you of the Motley Crue story. I'm vacuuming. And in my headphones,
this is when you were a teenager, right?
Yeah, in my headphones is "Kickstart My Heart."
Be yesterday
is
you don't think?
Is "Kickstart My Heart," and I'm like singing. When I get high on speed. Tough fuel, funny cars, a drug for me. Where they're saying they're off drugs, and it's really adrenaline that gets them high. Now, there's not really an innuendo at all. And my dad unplugs the vacuum cleaner, rips out the cord from the wall, and goes, "I know what you said." I'm like, "What? I heard what you were singing." And I'm like, "Oh, I see. No, they're really not talking about drugs. They're really talking about skydiving naked from an airplane. They're talking about a top fuel funded car. They're talking about motorcycles. That's not what you said." Like, what did I say? "You said, I'm Jewish." "What?
What?
What?" I'm like, "No, I didn't. No, I didn't." "You did. I heard it. But I didn't. And here's the song. I can play the song out loud. Like, I know what you did."
It is always awkward to come out to your parents as Jewish. And so sometimes it just sort of, it just comes out. Like, I didn't even, I was going to wait for Thanksgiving. It just tumbled out of my mouth.
I'm doing the dishes. Like, "I'm Jewish." There, I got it out. Oh, you heard that?
God, I thought I was going to say I'm hungry, but you never know how you're going to come out.
I did one of those DNA tests and it came back that I'm 1% Eastern Jew. And my sibling said, "Hey, Dad, Keith's 1% Eastern Jew, so we are too." Said, "We are not Jewish." Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh boy, learn something there.
Yeah, interesting, because when he met Henda, he said, "Did you know Jesus was a Jew?" "Yeah, sure, but not like that. You know, just a fun little fact."
Yeah, it's weird how fathers are really excited by the fact that I'm one of the originals.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
But my brother Ken, he's. He's on daddy issues, the another VIP thing we have. You get a little more behind the scenes about stuff. "How do you seriously not go to the funeral of your own mom," he says, "because of your dad? You have to realize how weird that is. Go to the funeral and skip the dinner after if you have to, but at least go to the funeral."
Hmm.
Now, we've been going over this since the dad email started. I will not go to the funeral, and he was in denial. And it's getting offensive.
Do you know this commenter? Do you know this person?
This is Ken, my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I get it. I get what he's feeling. And I don't know. And in a way, I have to believe that you want to be there to see what happens at your mom's
funeral. Of course. I hope somebody takes pictures. Yeah.
Or videotapes the whole thing. Yeah. So at least you can maybe set that up because
right.
I think it's harder for you to not go.
Of course it is. Like, why won't you go? Well, if I'm going for the easy thing, it would be to go, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll throw up. I'll eat my own stomach. Go to the funeral and skip the dinner, but at least go to the funeral. And like now, after hearing him say this so many times, it's, I just write back, oh, thanks. Never thought about it like that. Actually, I'm only going to the dinner. What are you trying to prove by not going that you hate dad? We get it. No one is going to think you hate him any less if you go to your mom's funeral.
Oh, shit.
I think he believes this. Like, I'm not going because I want the kids to know that I hate dad. No. You really can't tell me, my brother, why I'm not going? I said good because I was afraid you guys were getting confused. Mom would hate if she knew you didn't go to her funeral because of dad. I said, don't tell her, please.
You know what? I know how conservative your mom was, but I genuinely believe that she would understand, even if it's just in a way, in the back of her mind, in a way that she doesn't want to admit out loud. I think she would understand because she knows.
Of course she would understand. Anna is saying funeral homes might have a live stream. I didn't think of that. Maybe.
Honestly, I bet they do. Most do at this point.
But you may not watch it if you're not an immediate member of the family.
Wait, does this mean you're not coming to the poker tournament?
Oh, I'm pokering. We got a game show, a whole bunch of shit. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'm doing all this stuff.
You're going to be on the game show?
I'll be on the game show at the funeral. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. When are you going to be traveling over there?
Tomorrow morning.
Holy shit, you're getting off the bus and on the game show. Hey guys, if you gave to our Kickstarter, look at this. Nobody had this kind of timing.
Do you need to borrow my car, dude?
No, I'm meeting my brother. I'm going to meet Mark, and he's going to drive. We'll drive together.
That's so sweet.
That's nice.
I do.
Yeah, because I'm literally about to sell it. I would feel a little nervous about having somebody drive to Pittsburgh in it, just because it's definitely in its end game.
Right.
But yeah, it's like I wouldn't want you to be on a fucking bus for 6 hours. Or
I looked at this car and I could tell it did not have many miles left in its soul. I don't care.
Wait,
if she's
it's funny that your dad is so anti-Semitic when your imitation of him like definitely mimics sort of an old Jewish guy sort of cadence. You know
what he does? He loved Fiddler on the Roof. If I was a rich man, Ken wrote, I don't care if she's dead, she deserves better. And I wrote back, She is dead, right? It feels important.
Oh my God.
Just stop. My mom died. Be nice. Stop.
Shit, though.
I said, but yeah, yes, if she was alive, I would go to her funeral.
I don't know your brother, but it's like, at least, like, be honest. You want me to come for you. Like,
yeah,
you want me to come because it'll make things less awkward for you.
Yes.
You don't want to have to explain to your dad. You don't want to have to deal with that awkwardness. Like, don't act like this. You're doing this on my behalf or on our mother's behalf. You're doing this because you want this situation to be less awkward for yourself.
I mentioned that. I said, by the way, this is getting more and more offensive each time we talk about this. And me and Ken are probably the closest, meaning we definitely talk the most. We definitely shat on dad together the most. And then he wrote, more offensive than not going to your mom's funeral? And I said, yes, the funeral isn't for mom. It's for us. And I have a theory that you were sure you can get me to go, and now somehow you failed. But it's not about you. And he said, I don't care who gets you to go. I would appreciate your presence at the funeral.
Okay, he would appreciate it.
I said, I won't do it for me. So no, I'm sorry you make me say it. I won't do it for you either.
Good point.
He said, I'm not asking you to do it for me. But I think Christian's right. Of course you are. I go, okay then.
Then what are we talking about?
Right. Then no one is asking me.
This is fantastic then. Let's see here. I said, is that what's happening? That it's not good. Let's see. It shows siblings. Okay. Then he brought up again. I think it's disgusting that you're not going, but I won't bring it up again. And I said, I think you're being an unthinking asshole, but I won't bring that up again. And he said, fair enough. So we'll patch it up, but it was a day.
Okay.
It was a day. Ken, you know Netflix started charging $2 a month for people that are on other people's Netflix account. You got the same news I did. Never heard a word. Friend. How about a thank you? Never mind, $2 every month. I want $2 every month now.
I assume that's something that I don't know about. But.
Netflix, you have a main account, yeah. And then you have people who are mooching off that account, for lack of a better word, right? Yeah. Now, all of those people, the main person has to pay $2 extra a month for every person they gave the password to, for every profile.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he's saying, hey, Ken, where's, give me my $2. What movie was that? I forget.
Dude, but come on.
Come on.
It's Better Off Dead. Come on.
Of course. Okay. Anna says,
I was on a podcast where I had to answer Better Off Dead trivia. That's a movie I know rather well.
Nice. Anna says, I understand Ken wanting his closest sibling being there for him. I'm going to be there. We're going to be together 3 nights. I won't be there at the funeral for 2 hours. It's okay.
Maybe he'll find that it's okay once you're there, you know? But I like the way you guys ended it.
Yeah. Then my dad said,
you know, when they find out that the reason you can't go to the funeral is because you need to see a 2 p.m. showing of Paw Patrol 3 or something, or whatever shit movies.
I have a poker tournament on Sunday, 2 p.m. for the champions. That's me. I'm a champion. I got to do this. My dad wrote this morning, 6:10 a.m.
We should stream the funeral while in the poker chain.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
I would. An email this morning called Changes. My, how I have changed my attitude on the matter. I have invited the staff to all parts of the funeral and the repast.
No, that's so rude.
Don't bring extended people. Or if you do, they have to starve. But you know what? I was getting a little sad. I invited the whole hospital. Hope you're cool with that. Well, they're not going to come, but okay.
There'll be one person who feels like they'll be guilted into coming, and they'll feel incredibly uncomfortable because it'll just be your weird family not talking to each other.
Right.
It's the new person that doesn't know you're not supposed to go to all the funerals of the hospice care. Right? Like, that's when I was a Jewish Sunday school teacher, and then I didn't realize I'm teaching like right before they have bar mitzvahs. Now I'm getting a bunch of bar mitzvah invites, and I go to the first couple and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm gonna have to go to a million of these. And then I notice the other teachers, they're like, yeah, we give them $18 and we can't attend all of these. That's crazy. So yeah, I think it's the new worker.
But you know how I'm getting Ken back? This is a good one. I have presents for everybody. They don't expect it. They won't be able to give me a present back. Boom.
You found a way to be petty.
How you like me now? Enjoy your gift. Oh, I didn't get you anything. Oh, no. Boom. Gotcha.
Keith, you won familyhood.
Thank you. Thank you.
You won funeral games.
Whoopi Goldberg, it kind of goes with this, I think. I thought it was interesting. Whoopi Goldberg has blocked any unauthorized movies about her life being made after her death. In her will, it says no unauthorized films can be done.
Huh. Okay. That's, you could do that?
I guess so.
I mean, you could just make a movie about a woman named, like, you know, Gloopy Holdenberg, you know, and just, you know, what's she going to do about it?
Yeah,
what's
but
she
going to
do about
be,
it? Watch me make a movie about your life, Whoopi. Watch me.
I'm going to guess
watch
she wasn't born with the name Whoopi Goldberg. That's my guess.
Right. That's an interesting... Yeah, I guess if you got a hold of my diary and all of a sudden you decided that that's part of the life story that you want to tell,
right?
You know,
it's also a little presumptuous. It's like, look, I know you're gonna want to make a biopic about me. Let's just say no.
Calm down.
Oh, but that's when you know you're famous and successful. You're passing on things after your death before you die. Hard pass.
Unavailable.
No, I'm busy that day. Let me check my calendar. Hold on.
I'm going to be busy being dead. And
do we have an update on your leg tumor, by the way, Henda?
No. Need another MRI appointment. Christian, everything's fine.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. Tumors are great. And I couldn't
Wait,
be happier in my
your
life.
Your leg is this? I'm sorry. I don't want to make you rehash.
No, it's nothing happened yet. It's so weird. It's, you know, I busted my leg a few years ago. I have to get a little more surgery and then hopefully it'll be back to normal. So we had to take an x-ray. In the x-ray, the guy goes, I don't want you to worry about this, but I see a tumor. You need an MRI. But like, there's a lot of times there's a tumor in knees. You don't really have to worry about it. But then I'm having trouble getting the MRI and they had to reschedule me. And then they made me wait for over 2 hours. And I have to find a new place to get the images done. And
now, is this related at all to the chest
tumor?
No, I think I'm just tumorous. Yeah. I mean, unless it just slid down because they missed a little piece and started growing in my knee.
It's like when a coin, when you have a hole in your pocket and the coin trickles down your leg.
You know.
They're I don't see anything. Check the foot.
Sometimes you find, a long hair in your butt because you washed your hair and then, no, nobody?
Okay. Well, I forgot all about the tumor, I'll tell you that.
It's not attached to your butt. It came down off your hair.
I don't know what you're talking about, and Keith definitely doesn't know what you're talking about.
Okay. People with long hair know.
It'd just be something, kind of passes away, and it's like, hi, guys, now we do 4 shows a week. Anyways, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad we got an update on the leg tumor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we don't know. You don't have a thing scheduled yet, right?
No, that's it. We don't know anything. I'm sorry.
All right. What's sad is that you definitely would not be allowed into being the movie Kindergarten Cop now.
Oh.
Because you would not be able to say the big catch, the big line.
Go ahead, Christian.
It's not a tumor.
God, you're good. God, you're good.
It's really good, right? I really captured him.
You know all movies.
Consider this one a classic.
It's not a tumor.
I want to say this. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to our amazing guests throughout 2022 and for the people who have been that we've been privileged to work with through the pandemic and into the new year. We got Newsy, like I mentioned. I got to know, we all got to know Newsy a little bit more, right? The show goes back in time, Keith and the Girl episodes. Like, for example, today is December 9th. So he goes back to all the December 9ths to see what we were talking about.
Like Facebook does, like, here's what you posted.
Yeah, except he has quotes, and some of them aren't good. The show is about going back in time in the Keith and the Girl world and revisiting old episodes, but we always go back in the week to see how, what news he has in his mouth. Not his butt. Don't be a homophobe. He's a top. Rod and Karen, of course. Hey, sweetie pies. Our favorite sugar plums. We're looking forward to recording more last week episodes with them as well. And the game show is when? Is tomorrow, right? Yeah, it's tomorrow, yeah. And they'll be there. That's great. Bianca and her new hair, Carolyn, they're fantastic together. Thank you for being part of our world. Xerxes, best laugh in the business. let's see. Craig, who does Diamond Dogs with me. You can always have some of these. I love you, buddy. You're my favorite. My brother Ken, despite what you just heard, he does daddy issues with me. I love you, buddy. You're my favorite. And Christian, it's good to know you for yet another year.
Onward and upward. What? I don't know.
It was a lot of pressure to say it's good to know you. So yeah, you don't say good to know you and then just drop a person. You ask a question. Christian, are you satisfied with your latest appearance on Keith and the Girl?
You got on a good one.
The year of 2022.
You know, I do, but I feel like it was like, it's a classic episode, but not because of what I brought to the table. It was a classic episode because of the momentous news of the day.
Oh, I knew you could make it negative. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like the important thing to remember here is that I'm the one who's really going through something right now.
Right.
And, Keith's lucky. I mean, he's got this whole mom thing that he can talk about. And, but I, really, I feel very, I want to be very clear that I am sorry that you're having to deal with this, dude. And, I do love you.
Thank you
for what that's worth.
I don't want to be clear because if I'm not clear at this point, then go back in time with Chew and figure some shit out. No, of course, Keith.
I'm excited to rehear this show back if, Christian shits on me in the beginning before he knows the news.
Oh, I definitely do.
I love how you somehow...
I've shit on you since I heard the news.
You use your feelings as this odd weapon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can't do anything to me right now for that. How long do we have? Like, what would you say your mom dying gives you?
Well,
it's the grace period.
Yeah.
This happens to be the last Keith and the Girls show, as opposed to VIP shows. Happens to be the last Keith and the Girls show of the year. So that time off doesn't count for you the way
so
you
the
should
grace
treat
period
me.
Doesn't kick in
it
until,
begins in January. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because you would have taken time off to mourn.
Right.
And it's just horrible timing.
I know my brother Mark.
I don't even know why you're at work today.
My brother Mark was going to schedule time off before this news. Then the news came. He's like, oh, then this is grievance time and I'll save the other time. It's clever.
So what you're trying to institute here is like a digital Shiva.
Yes. Yes.
Which, by the way, was one of my favorite bands in college. Digital Shiva.
I don't know why, but I feel like...
What does the bell signify?
When somebody says, when Christian Finnegan says, that was my band name. It's you get a bell for that, and you get a bell for a booking coup. Anytime that comes
up. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
My mom died, Christian. Maybe you forgot how quickly we move on. Anyway, my mom literally is an angel, and that's that.
I hear that all your mom wanted was for everybody to be a Keith and the Girl VIP.
Mm-hmm. She said,
"Oh yeah, definitely monetize this."
They said, "She said, my wonderful son Keith does a show about my husband with his brother Kenneth, and I think you should check it out. It's very something." And an angel just got her wings. I'm being told that's what the bell was as well. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the thanks for all the support. We appreciate it very much. And we'll see. Let's see. We got so much going on. The game show is Saturday. Poker, if you were part of that, then you were a champion. I know I won last week again. That's on Sunday. Monday will be last week with Bianca. Shit's still going
on. Monday, I'm going to open up my mother's box. We haven't spoken in about a decade, and she sent me a birthday box. So if you are on YouTube, subscribe so you can watch that live.
That's it. Christian, tell people what they need to know. By the way, they want
to... I will admire the fact that you are separating your family drama so that they don't overlap, so that once this dad thing really has run its course, then Chemda can reestablish contact with her parents and you can like really just extend this. I mean, it's content. It's a font.
It's life, Christian. Maybe we call that content now, but I'm hitting like on this life.
Okay. Oh, I didn't like that at all.
Christian,
follow Christian.
Yeah, follow Christian. Christian wants you to know about the new special. Okay, good timing, Christian. But it's called Show Your Work, and everybody can use a laugh, I guess. Right, Christian? Oh,
yeah. If you're not already subscribing to my newsletter, you should. It's called New Music for Olds. It's newmusicforolds.substack.com. And Show Your Work's on Amazon Prime. Whatever.
Whatever.
Missed a promotion.
You did people are so
gonna,
good.
People are going to be into it or they're not. The vim and vigor with which I promote myself is not going to determine whether people...
You don't have to give them an out. It's not vim and vigor. You said whatever. You don't have to say that. All right. Anna wants to know, will there be chat the rest of the year? Absolutely. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Come in. Say hi. Absolutely.
The end. That's it.
Oh, Keith, I'm sorry.
Thank you. But we have to be silent for room noise. 1 second. Okay, and thank you for your condolences.
Room tone.
When Keith's mother died, we had a moment of silence for sound on the show, not a moment of silence for his mother.
Right, I should have said that and then used it behind the scenes.
It was a moment of silence for the inappropriateness of how this news was presented.
He could have actually just said, I have a moment of silence, and then told us afterwards. He said, just so you know, this is not for my mother, this is for sound, so only think of sound.
I thought about your mom that whole time, dude.
Thank you.
He got you. What a friend.
Tell Ken I'll see him at the funeral.
Christian, thank you.
I got to run. Bye, guys. You have a great day.
We kind of let you go, but okay, if you got to run.
Fuck off. I got to go.
It's pretty clear is the end.
Yeah, yeah. See you later.
Fuck off. KeithAndTheGirl.com.